Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Just being able to, you know, build up all the running on my knee, which I feel like I have. Again, like I said, I'm ready to go. Just whenever they call me up is when I'm up. My tips come from the best guys I've ever been around. Stephon Diggs, Cole Beasley, John Brown, Manuel Sanders. These guys have been able to help me throughout my career, and I just kind of pass it along. And that helped me become a better player when I was here.
I like that from Gabe Davis. That's Gabe Davis. Find that audio on demand at WGR550.com. So he's talking about guys he's played with and what he's learned. Stephon Diggs, John Brown, Cole Beasley, Emmanuel Sanders. You think about that wide receiver core and then you compare and contrast it to this wide receiver core, right? It's a pretty one big difference I want to point out to everybody though, right? Josh Allen was on a rookie contract back then, essentially. Not every year. I mean, he started to make some more money, you know, after his, you know, third, fourth year, but it is different how you have to build a team now. But I think one thing we've seen is here, I think what's happening, and it's kind of clear to everybody, as much as it's everybody eats can work because you can create matchups and everybody's a good pass catcher, I think philosophically that works fine. It feels like the Bills just still need that critical person to know he's the guy, he's the target, he's the number one. And you can even call that Dalton Kincaid, but he's a tight end. And he's not on the field as much as a Keon Coleman or even a Khalil Shakir, right? It just because you're using three tight ends, you're running the ball. And now they're going to be missing Dalton Kincaid almost certainly. We will get the final game status injury report from Sean McDermott coming up here a little more than a half hour from now. About a half hour from now, I should say. Sometime after 11 a.m. We'll get him in the 11 a.m. hour. Sean McDermott will give us the final game status injury report for the Bills and the Buccaneers. We'll also take a look at the Bucs injury report because I think it's a super interesting team and game that they're playing. And that's going to include Bucky Irving, their excellent running back who helps out in the pass game from the backfield. If Bucky Irving plays and he's healthy in this game, that is a much bigger challenge for this Bills defense because of all the things he can do. But we'll see what they do with him. My sense is they'll say he's questionable on the Buccaneers injury report, but it feels a little ambitious to get him out there now. Although, I mean, he just came back from 6 weeks off and he's coming up to a cold weather game. And Todd Bowles said he wants to see him take a hit on the shoulder. So I don't know how you do that unless you put him in a little bit. I guess you could do that to see where he goes, and they have him ready for next week. So maybe a limited role. Then you have Chris Godwin, I think less likely to play, but still could be questionable. He's been dealing with the fibula after having the broken leg earlier. So, yeah, there's a lot of questions on both sides here. And on the Bills side, the number one name I think we're watching and we're listening for is Khalil Shakir. Because if Shakir doesn't play, or if he does play, it's really going to it's going to impact how the Bills go about their roster between now, tomorrow at 4 p.m., which is the elevation deadline, and then Sunday morning, game time, active inactive. So let me just kind of lay out what I think, and then we'll get more into this when Sean McDermott gives us his actual report. But here's how I see it, okay? Khalil Shakir is very, very, to me, up in the air to play in this game. He has had a red non-contact jersey for two straight days. He has been limited. But let's remember, they have a game 4 days later, and he's dealing not only with an ankle injury, but ribs, right? Both ribs and ankle. Khalil Shakir, even if he plays, and you think we can throw him a few balls here and there and keep him limited, that's fine. Can he still be your punt returner? Right now, he's your punt returner. I don't know if you want to do that. He takes one shot, guy running down, bam. You can have him fair catch everything, but you never know. So what does that look like? Who returns punts? It could be him still, but it could be a simple swap out of Brandon Codrington, who is on the roster. He is on the 53-man roster. He could just go right into that role and make him active, and you could do that. You also have Mecole Hardman waiting in the wings now as a return man who has more actual returns than anybody in this organization right now and is 11th amongst all active players in the NFL in yards per return, over 9.2 yards of return, or 9.2. And I don't know if I don't know if that's an option right away, but you have to think about that if you don't want Khalil Shakir to put more on his plate to possibly get injured or hurt, even if he is playing at wide receiver to do that punt return. If he's not playing at all wide receiver, that becomes even more so of an option. However, what do you do with Gabe Davis then? Because I thought it was going to be, yeah, it looks like Gabe Davis is getting ready to play. He's going to play this Sunday. But with Shakir's situation, I don't know. Because if you need Hardman, then I don't think you can elevate two receivers. You can, like technically, but how does that work? How does that fit? You could just do Codrington for Shakir and then elevate Gabe Davis. That might be the call. That might be the way to do it. Because one thing to remember here is Dalton Kincaid being out again. With Dalton Kincaid out, and thankfully Josh Palmer back, but with Dalton Kincaid out, you will probably only roll with two tight ends. So you do have the extra roster spot also right there to play with. There's a lot of what we like to refer to as roster gymnastics. I think the Bills have to play through here. Now, they know, obviously, and they've been planning all week for what Khalil's status could be. Unless we're told today, hey, game time decision. We don't know. We'll see how he feels. The Bills actually only have 52 men on their 53-man roster. But I think that's an easy fix right there because, to me, it feels like that's going to be TJ Sanders' spot. The rookie defensive tackle started practicing again this week. They have 21 days to actually put him on the roster. I feel like that's going to happen by tomorrow at 4 p.m. because they're without Fedarian Mathis this week, or at least they have been through practice, I should say. So it sounds like it'll be Kincaid and Mathis that might be ruled out. And if Mathis is ruled out, you do have four other defensive tackles on the roster. But with the injuries at defensive end and only having four of them, you probably want to give TJ Sanders a spot back there. And then you have a total of nine guys without Mathis if he's unavailable. It's confusing for me to talk about it, let alone listen to. I'm sure. 803-0550 on the Bucks. Let me talk about this team for a second, and their quarterback especially.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
How did you feel? Dan, do you remember the 2018 draft? Do you like remember going through that with the quarterbacks and Josh and Josh Rosen?
Yes, of course.
Did you have a favorite?
It was actually between like Allen and Rosen for me. I knew it was going to be one or the other. I'm glad we got Allen in the end.
Yeah.
Because who knows?
Were you one of these people who wanted Josh Rosen?
I don't know for sure if I remember that. I was more like, I know we're going to get one of them. Either of them is fine with me because I know they will just develop them and we'll.
You
go
thought
from
either
there.
Way, whichever guy, the Bills, you even though there really wasn't a track record yet, you felt I'm good with either. I thought the Bills would take Rosen over Allen. I did. Like, I thought they would prefer that, just considering how they were building their team at the time, what we knew a year into Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean. I did not hate Josh Allen like a lot of people did. I also like thought it was a very big risky move to draft Josh Allen. But the point I'm making is here. The guy I love was Baker Mayfield. I actually was a Mayfield guy. Now, he went number one. We know that. But going into that draft process, that was the guy I'm like, man, that would be the guy I would take. If I'm the Bills, I would love that guy. I don't know if he ever fit with the Bills. They had just come off Tyrod Taylor, and he was a smaller quarterback, and did they want a guy like that? You know, I didn't know if he actually fit. But to me, the guy I liked was Baker Mayfield, right? He goes number one overall to the Cleveland Browns. And take a look at that. I mean, that 18 draft, I'm just looking at it again. But he goes number one overall to Cleveland Browns. And, of course, from there, it just doesn't go great. I mean, his first year, he was not bad at all. People have this notion that Baker Mayfield just comes in the league and he's this bust for the Cleveland Browns. Folks, his first year, he completed 63.8% of his passes. Not great, but okay. Threw for 3,700 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 14 interceptions. Yeah, he threw the ball to the other team a little too much. His first year he came in the league, he was not that bad. He was number two in offensive rookie of the year voting. Who won it? That was Lamar? Oh, no, didn't Lamar get in there? No. Hold on, 2018. Patrick Mahomes, you can't give him. Oh, that was MVP. I'm looking at rookie of the year. Hold on, NFL AP offensive rookie of the year. I should know this. Oh, Saquon. Saquon won rookie of the year that year. That was the Saquon draft. Okay. Anyway, so he's number two in offensive rookie of the year. He was not bad when he came in the league. Then things started to go south. Things started to go sideways for him, for the Browns. And I've always believed, like, Baker came in the league. He had this swagger, yes, and this whole attitude about him. I do believe Baker had to kind of mature a little bit once he got to the league. And he went to kind of a place in Cleveland which was not the most conducive environment for him to become that mature quarterback right away. He is the prime example, and I think Josh is too, but I think Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold, the same draft class, by the way, are the two guys that we can shine a light on and say, the adage that's coming out lately that I agree with, organizations fail young quarterbacks more than young quarterbacks fail organizations. I'm not telling you Baker was perfect. But the Browns failed him. You know what he had? Now, his second year was a dip in production, less than 60%, 22-21 TD interception. You know what happened his third year? They go 11-5. 26 TDs, 8 interceptions. He was so up and down, though, the next year, not a good one again. But Baker Mayfield was not a bad quarterback for three-plus years in Cleveland. He wasn't. But they didn't cultivate that correctly. He winds up going to Carolina. Then he goes to the Rams for a hot minute. Remember, he started that one game. Didn't he come in for like one game and play in a night game or something? No practice. Wasn't that him? I think it was. And they win. Anyway, and then he goes to Tampa, and now look what he's doing. He's flourishing. The guy's thrown for 4,000 yards each of the last 2 years. 4,500 last year. Exactly. 41 touchdowns last year. You know what he's got this year? 16 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. That's a dude that you can just keep on your team and say, we're going to build around you. And I love that for him. I love that for him. Because I have always been a Baker Mayfield fan. That's the guy I wanted. I wanted him in Buffalo. I knew that it couldn't happen. The Browns took him first. I like Sam Darnold too. But he is the poster child. And Darnold is this too. But Baker has kind of become the poster child of player versus organization and cultivating and developing and what all that means and everything surrounding you. And when you're firing head coaches every other year, when you're firing offensive coordinators every other year, and it is not stable. When you do not have stability, young quarterbacks need stability. They need cultivating for maturity for some of them. It's a new world. It's a new life you're walking into, making that kind of money and being the savior to a franchise that's starving for a savior, right? I mean, that's a lot for anybody. The Bills handled it well with Josh Allen early on. He had the right people in place. I've always believed that if Josh Allen was drafted by the Jets or the Browns, he would not become Josh Allen we know today. He'd be good. He wouldn't be this. And maybe they would have moved off him after a year of throwing the ball to the other team a little too much. I've also always believed that if Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield were drafted by the Bills that year, they'd be pretty damn good in staying with the Bills right now. Maybe not MVP like Josh Allen and having what we've seen from this guy, right? I mean, that's alien another level stuff. But I've always believed that. I like Baker. I love watching him play. He's got the moxie. Him and Josh are good friends. They joked about each other yesterday. Baker saying that Josh has small hands. Josh saying Baker wears two gloves when he plays golf. Very lighthearted ribbing that they can both kind of have fun with. I like that. And he's got that swagger. He's got that attitude. How about that video? Did you see the video in the tunnel in Seattle with Baker? Remember that a few weeks ago? He's like telling the dude. Dude's getting on his case. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. He starts calling him some choice words and say, let's see where you are at halftime. You're gonna be at the end of the game or whatever it was. And then he met up with him and he told him, and they won that game. I don't know if I need my quarterback to do that. Like, that's not something I need him to do. But I think it's cool to see because he's backing it up. Should be fun Sunday. Let's just hope that the MVP earlier season version of Baker Mayfield doesn't just show right up in Buffalo, because it's been a bit more of a struggle the last couple of weeks, and he did have a bit of an injury he was dealing with, and he hasn't been as mobile last week a little bit more, so we'll see. Should be a fun matchup. We'll take a timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott a little bit after 11 a.m. Pat Hammer on the weather Sunday in Orchard Park at 11:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.